I've just come back from Newtown, Connecticut. One person described it as the quintessential New England town. Clean air, quaint buildings, Christmas lights up, and an elementary school, Sandy Hook. And that is the setting for a shooting that killed 20 children. I was watching this morning as surviving staff and students rushed to a fire station down the street. Grateful families hugging their kids, grabbing their hands. They actually, at one point, moved the fire trucks and engines out of the firehouse and closed those big bay doors so families could go inside. And you have to imagine that is where some parents found out their children would not be coming home.
Yes, as I heard earlier, they were describing it as that kind of that little town that you drive through with one or two stoplights.
Absolutely. It looks like a postcard. And the look on people's faces early on was just sort of stunned, sort of shocked. They were walking into a big vigil at a Methodist church up the street, and just that look on their faces, like they couldn't quite grasp what happened. One woman I talked to was wiping tears from her eyes. She tells me she teaches Sunday school at the church. She probably knows some of the students who were killed today. The entire community is just sort of waiting to hear the identities of those very young victims. And when one man told me when he heard the killer was 20, he just kind of shook his head and he said, it's children killing children here.
Are we pretty clear now on the timeline of the way things happened? Can you walk us through that a little bit?
Wow, because it's changed several times. But from what I understand is the gunman walked into a school this morning, had some kind of argument at the administrative building, went into at least two kindergarten classes and opened fire. Other students were put into lockdown, told to get under the desk or get in the corner, be quiet. They locked things up. The gunman is dead, and then all day it's just been a series of every first responder you can imagine, from fire trucks to police cars, going to the scene, trying to reunite parents with kids, processing the scene, which has been horrific for everyone, and especially the first responders. I can't imagine walking into one of those elementary school rooms and seeing those tiny victims.
But there are, I guess, we have to start thinking a little bit about, I mean, there's some heroes emerging in this. It sounds like maybe the principal tried to tip people off about what was happening with the intercom on and those kinds of things. What are you hearing about that?
Yeah, the intercom was left on. Several witnesses told us they could hear at least someone screaming over the intercom. You hear about these teachers that just rushed to get to the door. The kids were describing it, well, it sounds like cans falling on the floor. It sounds like pots and pans. But the teachers had to know, some of them, because they locked those doors very quickly and protected the kids. The kids who survived, the first responders who told them, close your eyes when you walk out the door. I think just that little moment is heroic, just trying to protect these children from what had happened. I spoke with one family that knows of a child who is in first grade who turned around and started running when he saw the gunman, and somebody found him just wandering on the street and picked him up and took him to the firehouse so he could be reunited with his family. So, yes, those are the stories that thankfully will come out. But tonight, it's just so overshadowed by this painfully horrific thing that happened. What are we, a week or two away from Christmas? It's just unbelievable.
All right. CBS News correspondent Heather Bosch she's been in Newtown today. She's telling us what's happening on. Heather, thanks for coming on with us tonight. We appreciate it.